620 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. In a 6-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a wedding web designer in Colorado who refused to provide services to gay couples. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was saddened by the ruling.
This decision undermines the basic truth that no American should face discrimination for who they are or who they love.
The Supreme Court has also blocked President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. The loan payments had been on pause during the pandemic.
It's important to point out no one had had their debt forgiven. It was blocked almost immediately after the Biden administration announced it. The promise, the intent of the Biden administration to provide that debt loan forgiveness no longer exists. What is also true is come October 1st of this year, the forbearance that the Trump administration and the Biden administration provided during COVID expired.
That's CBS's Major Garrett. One of the strictest immigration laws in the country goes into effect in Florida today. It requires many hospitals and employers to check a person's citizenship status, and it limits access to social services for the undocumented. Manny Escobedo is a contractor in Florida.
Just a lot of nervousness. A lot of guys have left the state already, kind of fled the state, just kind of scared.
Indiana Supreme Court has allowed a near-total abortion ban to go into effect.
The court ruled 4-1 to uphold a law that bans almost all abortions in the state. A lower court had blocked the law after Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers challenged it.
CBS's Christopher Cruz. Another night of rage across France as protests continue over the fatal police shooting of a 17-year-old during a traffic stop. The BBC's Katia Adler has the latest.
Nahel's family has appealed for calm, and so has France's national football team. They say it's tragic what happened here and that working class suburbs like this, where many people come from minority backgrounds, are suffering and have grievances, including, they allege, police brutality and daily discrimination. But they say this is not the way to deal with that. But these youth say they don't have a choice. This is the only way they're getting their voices heard.
The funeral is today. Extreme heat in much of the country this weekend. In Nashville, Tennessee, temperatures are getting into the upper 90s. Leo Bennett works for a traffic control company.
Before I leave, I try to, you know, get high on my fluid, drink about 4 bottles of water. Either I'm not thirsty.
Homer Hoags has died. He's believed to be one of the last surviving black aviators of World War II, known as the Tuskegee Airmen. His daughter is Barbara Hoags.
He said, when we got out of the military, there were no parades for us. There was nobody acting like we had done anything, you know, because he was an airplane and an engine mechanic.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
DQ presents... Picture this. You're getting together with all your best friends. Now picture all your best friends are actually the delicious ingredients of the new cake batter cookie dough blizzard. That's DQ soft serve, cake batter flavor, confetti cookie dough pieces, and DQ signature sprinkles. Oh, hey, it sounds like you got some pretty sweet friends. And that's worth cueing the confetti. Cookie dough! The flavor party isn't going to last forever, so hurry in and get your cake batter fix today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 88. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. 954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat, and I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. on Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Johnny Cash kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show on this 4th of July weekend. Glad you could join us. Got some great patriotic tunes coming your way today. And also absolutely good best in polkas and waltzes too. You betcha, right here. We're going to start things out right now with David Austin and a tune entitled March On. Thank you.
take you for an airplane. But I ain't got time to take no fast train. Whoa, lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. My baby, she brought me a laptop. I don't care how much money and shit I gotta spend. Gotta find my way back home again. Whoa, lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Whoa, my baby, she brought me a laptop.
With the time that's
And with that, we're going to take a little break here at the Polka Party, and we'll be back with interesting little story that Red Skelton had announced on television years back. So stick around for that coming your way right after these messages.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom, wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Come and sing a simple song, freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere, we the people here don't want a war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what you read is made of lies. But speaking one to one, ain't it everybody's son to wake to in the morning when we rise? Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Brother Solzhenitsyn, are you busy? If not, won't you drop this friend a line? Tell me if the man who is plowing up your land has got the war machine upon his mind. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere, we the people here don't want a war. Now no doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers and kings. So let's all build them shells where they can fight among themselves. Leave the people be who love to sing. Come and sing a simple song of freedom.
Freedom.
Sing it like you've never sung before.
Freedom.
Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. I said let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't.
Kevin Spacey and he did the motion picture of Bobby Darin's life. And Bobby Darin had written that tune. I'm not sure if it actually got onto a record or not, but that was just about towards the end of his life, and that was when he was trying to turn things around in the music and try and find his way again. Good stuff. I like that. We're going to continue now with a tune entitled You're My Treasure. We'll be right back.
like French wine. Ooh la 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 la. Oh, hey, so sweet, my bon appetit. This here guy's falling for her. No southern drawl or how do you all? Only my chérie. The way she walks, her looks and talk is enough to drive you. Ooh la la, ooh la la, the way she looks and walks. Ooh la la, even likes the way she talks. She has a certain style, Parisian kind of smile. It seems to say, come get me, take me, ooh la la. Wine. Ooh la 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 la. Okay, so sweet, my bon appetit. This here guy's falling for her. No southern drawl or how do you all? Only my chérie. The way she walks, her looks and talk is enough to drive you. She looks and walks. Ooh la la, even likes the way she talks. She has a certain style, Parisian kind of smile. It seems to say, come get me, take me, ooh la la. If I had, I can't remember when. I'll never be the same. Don't even know her name. I guess I'll call my Cajun polka queen. Ooh la la.
Hey, that's the Jump River Polka, Steve Meisner on the Button Box. And with that, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show here on a 4th of July weekend. Glad you could join us. I hope you have a safe and happy holiday. And drive careful wherever you're going. And be careful with the fireworks. We don't want you getting burnt up. So from all of us here, we'll be right back. And John Wayne is coming your way here.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth's rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes to the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg in our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore and thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast at the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
John Wayne and America, Why Do I Love Her? And he had recorded a whole album, which I didn't know until I came across it from a friend of mine. And Greg Drust, he's got them all, yeah. Here's Kate Smith.
You're my sunshine that comes up every morning. Yes, you are my every dream come true. And my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees. And just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat.
Achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Petty Pitcher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Well, our time is gone here quite quickly here at the Polka Party, along with the great tunes we're playing. I'm going to play a couple of Sousa marches right now, and that'll close our program out. So from all of us here at WFHR, and WRII, may you have a very pleasant and a happy weekend. And we want you back for next time right here on AM 1320, FM 97.5, WFHR. So let's continue with the Stars and Stripes forever.
Thank you. WJR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned in to